he approached us with a view to setting up a group in Gweedore. It became a subgroup of the Derry unit at the time. He had prior first aid qualification going back through the 80s and I think as late as 93. And a group of interested local people became involved in taking a first aid course. And while a unit was set up, it never actually became active.
Do you believe that the case leaves the order or the organisation, the group, with questions to answer or perhaps some inward thinking at least to be had?
Well, we have always been aware of the possibility because, you know, part of our organisation is a national youth organisation, the Cadets, which caters for 10 to 16-year-olds. And from the time Garda vetting was introduced, we had it in place for all of our leaders. And everyone who was involved with people under 18 had to go through the process of Garda vetting. We extended that to the entire organisation and we adopted the Children First programme and its predecessors.
Well, can I ask finally then the Michael Ferry involvement with the organisation predates that vetting procedure then?
Oh, yes, it does. As I say, his involvement in the organisation never brought him in contact with young people. There were no people under the age of 18 involved in that group.